Help for Malaysians involved in Norwegian crash. Petaling Jaya, the bus that plunged into a lake in Norway left the airport at Narvik without a list of passengers, making it difficult to identify those on board, although some among them are believed to be Malaysians. According to a Norwegian news portal, newsinenglish.no, police are urging all survivors of the crash that killed three passengers to contact them. Earlier, Wisma Putra said a consular team has been dispatched to provide immediate assistance and support to Malaysian nationals affected by the bus accident in Norway. The Foreign Ministry said the Malaysian Embassy in Stockholm is in constant communication with Norwegian authorities to gather more information on the incident. "We are deeply concerned about the bus accident that occurred near Lake Asvatnet, Norway, around 1:30 p.m. on Thursday amid severe weather conditions, including heavy snowfall and strong winds which caused the bus to lose control and crash," said Wisma Putra in a media advisory yesterday. Of the 58 passengers on board, three died while four sustained serious injuries and are currently receiving treatment at Stokmarknes Hospital. Despite weather hampering initial rescue efforts, Norwegian authorities successfully evacuated all remaining passengers. The ministry said reports indicate the passengers included foreign tourists from China, Singapore, India, Netherlands, Malaysia, South Sudan, France, and Ukraine. More information regarding the incident is expected to be released by the authorities, the ministry added. The bus carrying several foreign tourists had gone off the road and ended up partially submerged in a lake near the Raftsundet Strait that separates the Lofoten Archipelago from the Norwegian mainland. The Lofoten Archipelago is a popular winter destination to watch the northern lights. Police said some of the evacuated passengers were brought to a local school while three were transported to the hospital by helicopter.